请大家打开提摩太前书第六章。
Please open your Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter 6.
我们已经来到最后一次讲解这个提摩太。
And we have arrived at the last sermon on 1 Timothy.
我们打开提摩太前书六章第二十节，我们要看二十跟二十一节。
And we shall be reading 1 Timothy chapter 6 verses 20 to 21.
提摩太前书六章二十节说，提摩太啊，你要保守所托付你的，躲避世俗的虚谈和那敌真道是是而非的学问。已经有人自称有这学问，就偏离了正道，愿恩惠常与你们同在。
O Timothy, guard the deposit entrusted to you. Avoid the irreverent babble and contradictions of what is falsely called knowledge. For by professing it, some have swerved from the faith. Grace be with you.
很简单的两节圣经。
These are two very simple verses.
但是这个就充分的表现保罗的心里面所着急的是什么一回事。
But this adequately presents what was urgent in Paul's heart.
当保罗写提摩太的时候，一开始他在第一章第三节那边就说，他把提摩太留在以弗所教会，好嘱咐那几个人不可传异教。
And right from the beginning in chapter 1 verse 3, Paul wrote to Timothy, that when I was going to Macedonia, remain at Ephesus so that you may charge certain persons not to teach any different doctrine.
那么最后一节，他最后第二节，他也是讲说，提摩太啊，你要保守所托付你的，逃避世俗的虚谈和那敌真道的。
And coming to the end of the book, Paul writes again, O Timothy, guard the deposit entrusted to you.Avoid the irreverent babble and contradictions of what is falsely called knowledge.
所以你看到吗？第一开始的时候，他就讲说，保罗说，不要让别人传异教。然后最后的时候，你要专注保护圣经，神所托付你的，不要谈这些异教。
And right from the beginning, he says, tell them not to teach any different doctrine. And then at the end, he says, guard the deposit, the Bible, the truth that.God has entrusted to you and avoid irreverent babble and contradictions.
圣经重要吗？
Is the Bible important?
神的话重要吗？
Is God's word important?
圣经里面自己见证说神，圣经是神所默示的，以教训度者，使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益处的，是叫属神的人完全预备行各样的善事。
And the Bible itself says that all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof,for correction and for training in righteousness, that a man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work.
所以一个人要完全，他必须要有神的话。
So, if a man wants to be complete or competent, he must have God's word.
神的话安定在天。
God's word is firmly established in heaven.
神的话一点一画都不能废弃。
And not a jot or tittle will be passed away from the word of God.
花草必枯干，花必凋谢，但是神的话必永远立定。
The flower and the grass will wither, but the word of God has been firmly established.
神的话就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
God's word is a light to our path and a lamp for our feet.
而且我们活着呢，不是单靠食物，要靠神口里出的话。
And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
主耶稣自己说，将来主再来的时候，他说他的话要审判我们。
And Jesus himself said that in the future when he comes again, his word will judge us.
在约翰十二章四十七节，他说：有人若听见我的话不遵守的，我不审判他。我本来不是要审判世界，我乃是要拯救世界。第二四十八节说：弃绝我的，不领受我话语的，就有审判他的。我所讲的道在末日要审判他。
And the Lord Jesus said in John chapter 12 verse 47, If anyone hears my words and does not keep them, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world but to save the world. The one who rejects me and does not receive my words has a judge. The word that I have spoken will judge him on the last day.
所以神的话非常重要。
So the word of God is extremely important.
神的话使到我们有永生的生命。
The word of God is what gives us eternal life.
神的话使我们有平安。
And the word of God gives us peace.
神的话使我们有盼望。
And the word of God gives us hope.
最终神的话要审判我们。
And in the end, it will be the one that judges us.
因为神的话告诉我们应该怎么样活，在世上怎么样活。
Because the word of God teaches us how to live on this earth.
但是在历史里面，我们看到神的话常常受到攻击。
But in history, we have witnessed that the word of God has often been attacked.
你看到所有的假先知，所有的假道理，所有的异端不断的兴起。
And we see that false prophets, false teachings, and heresies kept rising up.
甚至今天我们也是碰到许多这样的问题。
And even today, we are faced with many such problems.
过去有些人认为没有三位一体。
And in the past, there were people who denied the Trinity.
今天还是有人不认为有三位一体。
And today, it is the same.
有些人认为耶稣没有复活。
Some people say that Jesus has not resurrected.
有些人认为耶稣来的时候是他的灵魂来，他的肉体没有来。
And there are those who believe that Jesus came only by his spirit and not in the flesh.
所以基督论就常常遇到很多这样的问题。
And we find in Christology that such problems have often been faced.
那么近年来我们遇到许多问题，有关灵恩运动，就是因为对圣灵的教导不清楚。
And in recent years, we have a lot of problems with regards to the charismatic movement. That's because the teaching on the Holy Spirit is not clear.
同时我们也碰到很多教会论，教会是什么一回，什么一个情形，什么是叫教会，教会的作用是什么，教会的功用是什么，我们也是不清楚，所以有很多问题出现。
And in ecclesiology, which is the doctrine of the church, there were also a lot of problems because people do not know what is the church,What is the function of the church, etc. And we are faced with many such problems.
所以人来教会的时候是来一个俱乐部，大家开开心心然后走开呢？还是教会的作用是做什么？你为什么来教会？教会要在你身上产生有什么作用？这些我们都不清楚。
And people treat the church like a social community club where the people come and enjoy themselves and after that they go home.And they are not clear of what the function of the church is and why is the church even here.
所以今天我们看到有各形各样的教会。
And today we see all kinds of churches.
这是谁对谁错呢？
Who is right and who is wrong?
我们只有一本圣经。
We only have one Bible.
不管你讲什么，你都要回到圣经。如果跟圣经不符合的，它就是错。
Whatever you claim, we have to go back to the Bible. And if it is not, found in the Bible, then no matter what you say, it is wrong.
结果，因为圣经是我们唯一的根基，让我们能够知道什么对是什么错，所以撒旦一直攻击圣经。
And the Bible is our only foundation to know what is truth and what is error, and it is because of that that the devil keeps attacking the Bible.
你不要以为基督徒懂得引用圣经，魔鬼也懂得引用圣经。
Do not think that only Christians can quote the Bible because the devil can also do that.
当耶稣面对试探的时候，你看到撒旦用什么来引诱主耶稣呢？用神的话。
And when Jesus was being tempted in the wilderness, what did Satan use to tempt him? He quoted the Bible.
所以他用神的话，扭曲神的话，改变神的话，结果很多时候很多人不清楚圣经就会跌下去。
Satan quoted and twisted God's word and used that to tempt Jesus. And in the same way, many people who are unfamiliar with the scriptures would end up falling because the devil twists the word of God.
但是主耶稣怎么样得胜呢？主耶稣也是用圣经来回答他。
But how did Jesus overcome the devil? He overcame the devil by answering him with The Bible.
所以我们必须有正确的认识神的话，正确的解经，我们才能够明白神的话。当我们按照神的话去行的时候，我们才能够得胜。
Therefore, we have to study the Bible carefully and understand it correctly, so that when we obey it, we can overcome.
所以当我们看到提摩太前书的时候，我们也发现很多时候保罗一开始的时候就开始讲，中间也讲，最后也讲。都是讲到说要小心，要不要传异教， 不要讲有关跟圣经违反的事情。
And we see in the book of 1 Timothy, at the beginning, in the middle, and also at the end, that Paul kept stressing on the importance of the Bible and not to teach anything that is against the Bible.
所以任何有关圣经如果教导错误的话，它就是异端。
So anything with regards to the Bible, if the teaching is against the Bible, it is a heresy.
甚至讲到要不要嫁、要不要娶、要不要吃什么，都可能成为异端。因为第提摩太四章一节里面讲到说，他们禁止嫁娶，又禁戒食物，这些呢，他说这些是鬼魔的道理。
And even when it comes to whether there should be marriage or not, or what kind of foods to eat, this could become heresy, because in chapter 4 verse 1, it says that there are some people who devote themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons, because there are people who forbid marriage and require abstinence from foods.
所以你看到异端不一定是在神学上面的讨论，是在生活上面也看出异端的影响。
So heresy does not only crop up when it comes to matters of theology, but even when it comes to daily lives, there are heresies who would attack.
所以我们要知道我们应该什么是对，什么是错，我们应该怎么样活，这个呢完全是靠圣经。所以你必须要对圣经掌握得很好，知道我们的盼望、我们的将来全部依靠圣经所应许的。
So if we want to know what is right, what is wrong, how we ought to live our lives, we have to come back to the Bible, and even with regards to things in the future and the promises that God will keep, He will reveal all these things through the words of Scripture.
所以我们今天来到最后一堂讲解提摩太前书。
So we come today to the last passage of 1 Timothy.
我们要结束的时候呢，我们要做一个复习。
And as we end this book, we want to revise.
所以请你打开你的提摩太前书第一章。
So please turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1.
我要给你看保罗在这封书信里面提到假先知、假道理很多次。
And I want you to see that throughout this letter, Paul mentioned false teachers or false prophets many times.
你看第一章第三节。
Look at chapter 1 verse 3.
一开始的时候，保罗就说：“我往马其顿去的时候，曾劝你住在以弗所，好嘱咐几个人，不可传异教不同的道理。”
As I urge you when I was going to Macedonia, remain at Ephesus so that you may charge certain persons not to teach any different doctrine.
你看第七节。
Look at verse 7.
他说有些人要做教法师，却不明白自己所讲的、所论定的。
Desiring to be teachers of the law, some people are without understanding either what they are saying or the things about which they make confident assertions.
所以很多人要在教会里面做领导、做教师、做 教会的领袖，但是对圣经完全不明白。
And there were some who wanted to be teachers in the church and to teach God's word, but they do not even understand the word of God.
所以他连圣经都没有读过。
And they have not even read through the whole Bible.
你看第一章第十八节。
Look at chapter 1 verse 18.
他说我儿提摩太啊，我照从前指着你的预言，将这命令交托你，叫你因此打那美好的战，存信心和无愧的良心。有人丢弃良心，就在真道上如同船破坏一般，其中有许米乃和亚历山大，我已经把他交给撒旦，使他们受责罚，不再放毒了。
Chapter 1 verse 18, this charge I entrust to you, Timothy, my child, in accordance with the prophecies previously made about you, that by them you may wage the good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience. By rejecting this, some have made shipwreck of their faith, among whom are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have handed over to Satan that they may learn not to blaspheme.
那么你看第四章第一节也是这么讲，他说圣灵明说在后来的时候必有人离弃真道，听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理，这是因为他们说谎之人的假冒，这等人的良心如同被热铁烙惯了一般，他们禁止嫁娶、禁戒食物，就是神所造叫那信而明白的人感谢这领受的。
And chapter 4 verse 1, now the Spirit expressly says that in later times some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons, through the insincerity of liars whose consciences are seared, who forbid marriage and require abstinence from foods that God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For everything created by God is good.
所以你看第四章第六、第七节，他说你要弃绝那世俗的言语和老父荒谬的话，在镜前上操练自己。
And in chapter 4, verse 16, you are to keep a close watch on yourself and on your teaching.
应该看第六节。
I'm sorry, verse 6. Chapter 4, verse 6. If you put these things before the brothers, you will be a good servant of Christ Jesus, being trained in the words of the faith and of the good doctrine that you have followed. Have nothing to do with irreverent, silly myths. Rather, train yourself for godliness.
所以你看到他一直跟我们讲说，那些荒谬的、假的道理、世俗的言语，不要讲他，要操练自己。
So, Timothy was to train himself for godliness. He is to avoid all the irreverent, silly myths and all those things that are deceitful and teachings of demons.
第四章十六节，他说你要谨慎自己和自己的教训，要在这些事上恒心，因为这样行又能救自己，又能救听你的人。
And then chapter 4, verse 16, keep a close watch on yourself and on the teaching. Persist in this, for by so doing, you will save both yourself and your hearers.
那么你看第六章第三节。
And look at chapter 6, verse 3.
保罗又再一次讲说，若有人传异教。
And again, Paul repeats, if anyone teaches a different doctrine,
不服从主耶稣纯正的话,
and does not agree with the sound words of our Lord
Jesus Christ, 以及那合乎敬虔的道理,
and the teaching that accords with godliness,
什么叫做异教呢?
What is a different doctrine?
这个异教不是另外一个宗教, 这个异教的意思是不同的教导。
It is not referring to a different religion. It is referring to a different teaching.
它不同的教义。
And a different doctrine.
他说就是不服从纯正耶稣基督纯正的话语。什么叫做耶稣纯正的话语？就是不符合圣经的话，它就是异端。And
does not agree with the sound words of our Lord Jesus Christ. What does that mean? It means that if it does not agree with the Bible, it is a heresy.
所以有些人挑说，哎呀，他如果违背这一节没有关系，违背那一节就是异端。不是的，整本圣经就是我们的凭据。
So some people pick and choose and they decide that, hey, it only violates this verse, but it does not violate another verse. But no, because every verse in the Bible is God's word, as long as it violates one verse, it is a heresy.
如果你违背神的话，你违背耶稣基督纯正的话，你就是异端。
If anyone disobeys or does not agree with the Bible, the word of God, meaning the word of the Lord Jesus Christ, that is a heresy.
你就是自高,
and that's arrogance.
就是自大,
and that's being proud.
一无所知，撞问浩难，争辩言辞，从此就生出嫉妒、纷争、毁谤、妄疑等等。
And he has an unhealthy craving for controversy and for quarrels about words which produce envy, dissension, slander, etc.
那么保罗告诉提摩太做什么呢？
And what did Paul tell Timothy to do?
保罗告诉提摩太，要保守所托付你的。
And he tells Timothy, you are to guard the deposit entrusted to you.
什么叫做要保守所托付你的呢？
What does it mean to guard the deposit entrusted to you?
保守就是你要保管，你要看好，你要辩护，你要持守。
To guard means that you must watch closely, you are to defend, and you are to hold fast to it.
是的，提摩太前书，很多人说这个是教牧书信。
And yes, indeed, for the letter of 1 Timothy, many people refer to this as a pastoral epistle.
他是告诉我们说，保罗写信给提摩太说，你在以弗所，在教会里面应该怎么样管理教会，怎么样来治理教会。
Yes, indeed, Paul wrote to Timothy of how he ought to manage the church of Ephesus.
你看第三章第十五节。
Look at chapter 3, verse 15.
请大家打开3章15节。
Chapter 3, verse 15.
他说，如果我单言呢，你可以知道在神的家中怎么样行，这个家就是神的教会真理的柱石和根基。
If I delay, you may know how one ought to behave in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, a pillar and buttress of the truth.
所以保罗写信给提摩太是告诉他说怎么样治理神的教会。
So Paul wrote to Timothy to teach him how to manage the church of God.
所以他在第二章第一节他这边告诉他说教会应该祷告。
And in chapter 2 verse 1 he tells Timothy that the church must pray.
第二章第八节他说我要男人无愤怒无纷争举起圣洁的手随处祷告。
And chapter 2 verse 8 I desire that in every place a man should pray lifting holy hands without anger or quarreling.
第二章第九节他说女人呢女人要廉耻自守。
And then chapter 2 verse 9, what about the women? They are to have modesty and self-control.
他讲到一般的男人一般女人然后他就讲说教会怎么样设立建筑。
And after talking about men and women in general, then he talks about how the church ought to appoint overseers or elders.
第三章八节怎么样设立执事。
And chapter 3 verse 8, how to appoint deacons.
然后第五章他就说要怎么样对待老年人对待少年人对待老妇人然后对待少年的妇人。
And then in chapter 5, how to treat older men, younger men, older women, and younger women.
第五章第三节说要怎么样来对待寡妇。
And chapter 5 verse 3, how to treat widows.
那么在第六章第一节说那些做工人的应该怎么做做老板的应该怎么做
And chapter 6 verse 1 What about those who are servants or slaves And what about those who are masters or employers
那么第六章第六节就告诉我们说要不要贪婪不要贪钱要有知足的心
And chapter 6 verse 6 Do not covet and do not love money But have a heart of contentment
所以保罗告诉他没有钱的要不要贪钱那么有钱的人呢
And Paul tells those who were poor not to love money, but how about those who were already rich?
所以第六章十七节说，你要嘱咐那些今世富足的人，不要自高，不要依靠无定的钱财，只要依靠那后赐百物给我们的享受的神。
Therefore, in chapter 6, verse 17, he gives the teaching as for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be haughty, nor to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches.But on God who richly provides us with everything to enjoy.
所以这是整本提摩太前书。
And that's the whole of the book of First Timothy.
那整本提摩太前书为什么保罗要写呢？是因为保罗知道有很多问题，但是最大的问题使到他非动笔不可呢，就是这假先知假道理，他一定要写。
And Paul knew of all the problems in the church of Ephesus, but the greatest problem is the presence of false teachers and that actually caused Paul to write this letter.
所以他一开始的时候他说我留你在那边要阻止这些人不要传这种道理。
So he started the letter by telling Timothy that I left you there to forbid certain people from teaching false doctrine.
那么在结束的时候
and at the end
他在说提摩太啊要保守所托付你的逃避这些假的道理。
And he says it again, Oh Timothy, guard the deposit entrusted to you. Avoid the irreverent babble.
所以我们的第一点呢，我们要跟大家思想的是，我们必须要维护上帝的真理。
So the first point of the sermon today is that we are to defend the truth.
所以他这里说，提摩太啊，要保守所托付你的。
Oh Timothy.Guard the deposit entrusted to you.
所以保守的意思就是要保护，要珍惜，要保持它的原来的纯真。
To guard means to defend, to treasure it, and to keep its original purity.
而且这是一个命令。
And this is a command.
当然你可以说，哎，这是保罗告诉提摩太，我不是提摩太。
And of course, one may reason that this is a command given by Paul to Timothy, and I'm not Timothy.
但是呢，如果你看犹大书第三节
，But if you look at Jude verse 3,
你看一看犹大书第三节
，Jude verse 3,
第三节
，Jude 3,
我们大家很熟悉这段经文
，We are all familiar with this.Verse,
你看下半段
Look at the second part of the verse.
他说要为从前一次交付圣徒的真道借力争辩
contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints.
谁要为这个一次交付圣徒的真道借力争辩呢？
Who is to contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints?
第三节的第一前面那一句话就告诉我们的，亲爱的弟兄们啊。
And the first word of verse 3 tells us that beloved or beloved brethren.
所以这里告诉我们，每一个人你是信徒，你就必须要为真道来争辩。
So this tells us that every believer, as long as you are a believer, is to contend for the faith.
所以这是一个命令，你必须要这样做。
And this is a command that you must do.
所以我们要一起，不管你是领导的人，你是长老牧师也好，你是会众也好，你必须一起来为这个真道，这个真道是一次交给我们的，我们必须要为他来辩护。
So, together, whether you are a leader or elder of the church, or you are just a believer coming to the church, we must contend for the faith together.
请你打开第三章第十五节再看一次。
And let's turn to chapter 3 verse 15 and look at that again.
教会必须要持守，必须要为真理辩护。
The church must hold fast and defend the truth.
所以保罗在第三章十五节他说我若我单言日久，你可以知道在神的家中怎么行。这家就是神永生的教会，是真理的柱石和根基。
And Paul wrote, if I delay, you may know how one ought to behave in the household of God, which is the church of the living God.A pillar and buttress of the truth, chapter 3, verse 15.
所以什么叫做真理的柱石呢？
What does it mean, a pillar of the truth?
所有的人做建筑的时候，你可以敲敲打打，但是那个支柱不能敲，你一敲那个支柱，整个建筑就会倒下来。
And those who know about buildings would understand that when they build a building, you can drill and hit on any corner of the building except the pillar, because if you hit on the pillar, the entire building will come down.
而且当时候的以弗所教会最出名的这个世界的奇观之一就是戴安娜的这个庙。
And in the city of Ephesus, one of the old wonders of the world, the ancient wonders of the world.Is the temple of Diana.
这个庙里面呢有127条支柱。
And in this temple there were 127 pillars.
非常宏大非常高的支柱。
And it was a grand building.
所以你要知道他们很明白这个支柱是什么，就是要支撑这个建筑。
And they understood what it means to be a pillar.
直到它不倒。
It holds up the building so that it will not fall.
所以当保罗说我们是真理的柱石，意思说我们是要高举真理，持守真理，要不让它倒下来。
And so when Paul wrote that the church is a pillar of the truth, it means that the church must lift up the truth and it must hold it up and not allow it to fall.
所以教会的功用就是要高举，要持守，要维护。
And so the function of the church is to lift upthe truth and to defend the truth.
要使到这个真理保持它原来的内容。
So that the truth will retain its original content.
而且呢，它不但是真理的柱石，而且是根基。
And it's not just a pillar, but it's also a buttress of the truth.
一根基要稳固，整个建筑才不会倒。
Only if the foundation is firm, then the building will stand.
所以这个就是教会必须要使到那个根基不摇动。
So the church must hold to this foundation so that it will not shake.
所以我们看到这个就是我们应该做的。
And this is what we ought to do.
而且呢，在以弗所书二章二十节讲到说，我们所有的基督徒是被建在使徒和先知的根基上。
And Ephesians 2:20 tells us that Christians or Christianity is actually built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
耶稣基督就是房角石。
And Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone.
所以你看到教会的作用是什么呢？教会必须要持守真理，要维护真理，要高举真理。
So what is the function of the church? The church's function is to hold fast to the truth, to defend the truth, and to lift up the truth.
所以这边保罗很清楚告诉提摩太说，也是告诉我们每一个在座的基督徒，你必须要保守交托你的。
And therefore, Paul tells Timothy, and also to every Christian who is seated here, you are to guard the deposits entrusted to you.
凡是交托你的是什么东西？
What is the deposit that was entrusted to you?
所以我们讲到这个 deposit 不懂是什么。
And we do not know what this deposit means.
但是如果你打开提摩太后书第一章十四节，你就看到。
But if you turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 14, you will see that.
但是在提摩太后书一章十四节，要明白十四节，你最好从第十一节开始念。
But to understand 2 Timothy 1:14, you should start reading from verse 11.
第十一节说，我为这福音，你看到吗？我为这福音派做传道、做使徒、做师父，为这个缘故，我也受这些苦，然而我不以为耻。因为我知道所信的是谁，也深信他能保守我交托他的。你看小字那边，好像有小字说他能保守他交托我的，就是刚才讲到说交托你的。直到今日，你从我听到那纯正话语的规范，要用基督耶稣里的信心跟爱心常常守作从前交托你的善道，要靠着住在你们里面的圣灵牢牢守着。
And verse 11, for which I was appointed a preacher, an apostle, and teacher of the gospel, which is why I suffer as I do, but I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I'm convinced that he is able to guard until that day what has been entrusted to me. Follow the pattern of the sound words that you have heard from me.In the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus, by the Holy Spirit who dwells within us, guard the good deposit entrusted to you.
所以这里你看到交托给你的是什么呢？就是那纯正话语的规范、规模。
And so that which has been entrusted is the pattern of the sound words that you have heard.
或者华文圣经把它翻译出来，它说从前交托你的善道。
And the Chinese says that this is the good words that were passed to you.
所以在这里呢，我们看到这里交托你的就是指圣经。
So whatever that has been entrusted over here, we see is actually the Bible.
圣经里面用这个圣经这个词，神的话有好几个不同的形容词。
The Bible uses different phrases to describe itself.
比如说他说所信的道，
and it is called the faith.
这里他讲到保罗在第四章提摩太后书四章七节那边讲到什么呢？那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑了，所信的道我已经守住了。这个道就是 the faith， 就是我们信仰的内容我已经守好好了。
2 Timothy 4:7, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. In other words, this is the set of doctrines that we believe.
不但是它叫做所信的道，有时候它也叫做真道。
Not only is it referred to as the faith, it is sometimes referred to as the truth.
提摩太前书二章四节，他说：“我愿意万人得救，明白真道。”
1 Timothy 2:4, God desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth.
所以他又讲所信的道，真道。
And it is the faith, the truth.
有时候也叫做善道。
And sometimes known as the good deposit.
你看第二十，刚才我们念过这段圣经，提摩太后书一章十四节，从前所交托你的，善道。
And we read that verse just now in 2 Timothy 1:14. This is the good deposit entrusted to you.
所以这些都是在指神的话。
These are all referring to the word of God.
所信的道，真道，善道。
The faith, the truth, and the good deposit.
有时候它又叫做这个纯正话语的规模。
And sometimes called the pattern of the sound words.
刚才我们也读过哥林多前后书一章十三节。
And we also read that in 2 Timothy 1:13.
帖撒罗尼迦 后书二章十五节把它称为凡所领受的教训。
Second Thessalonians 2:15 refers to this as the traditions that you were taught by us.
所以这些都是在形容同样一个东西，就是神的话。
And all this were describing the same thing, the Bible.
那么提多书 也这么形容，他说坚守 所教你真实的道理，那个真实 的道理。
And Titus 1:9 is talking about the trustworthy word.
这个启示录二章二十五节讲说，你但你已经有的总要持守，就是指圣经。
And Revelation 2:25 says, hold fast what you have. And this, referring to what you have, is the Bible.
所以你看到吗？神的话已经给了我们，我们不需要更多的话。
Therefore, can you see that God's word has already been given to us and we need no other word from God?
所以用神的话，我们就能够衡量世界的任何一件事情。
And using God's word, the Bible, we can weigh anything in this world.
知道它是对还是错。
And to know whether it is right or wrong.
所以这个神的话呢，我们要持守，你只要把它弄乱了，弄坏了，或者把它改变了，我们就失落了。
So this Bible is what we need to hold fast to. If we change it or do anything, to change the content, etc., we would spoil it.
所以我们很重要，就是按照这个话语来行，来生活。
And it is important that we live according to this word.
所以我还是要你叫你回来看这一处圣经。我知道我一直在重复。
And I want you to come back to this passage. I know that I'm keep repeating myself.
请你看提摩太前书六章第三节。
Look at 1 Timothy 6, verse 3.
他说，若有人传异教，不服从我们主耶稣纯正的话，以那合乎情敬虔的道理。
If anyone teaches a different doctrine and does not agree with the sound words of our Lord Jesus Christ and the teaching that accords with godliness.
所以这边刚才已经提了，这个纯耶稣纯正的话语，就是耶稣的话语。耶稣的话语是纯正的，耶稣的话语是什么？就是神的话。
And the sound words of our Lord Jesus Christ is God's word.
而且呢，他说不要传异教，异教是不同的道理，或者不同的教义，或者是不同的教导。
And do not teach a different doctrine. A different doctrine refers to a different teaching, or quite simply something that is different from the Bible.
所以不管你遇到什么事情，不管你遇到什么情况，你必须要打开圣经，看看圣经有没有讲。你不要告诉我某某神学院讲，某某神学家讲，不要告诉我什么名人讲，你要告诉我圣经有没有讲。
So no matter what issue you are faced with, you should open up your Bible and see what the Bible says about that issue. Do not tell me such and such a theologian said this, or such and such a commentator said that, or such and such a famous person said this. As long as they are not the Bible, it is not correct. You must say what does the Bible say.
所以我们看圣经看得非常重要，所以我们发现保罗教导圣经是教导的全面。主耶稣也是告诉我们，在他的这个大使命里面说，凡我所教训你的都要教导他们遵循。
And we see that Paul holds highly, very important, the word of God, and he taught the entire counsel of God. And the Lord Jesus himself, when giving the Great Commission, also instructed his disciples to observe all that I have commanded you.
全部凡所有的都要教导他们。
Observe all, teach them all.
而且在这个使徒行传这边，你发现这个使徒们第一代信主的人呢，他们全心全意遵守使徒的教训。
And we also see that the first generation of believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
使徒的教训就是他从耶稣的话来。
The apostles' teachings were derived from the word. The word from Jesus Christ.
耶稣说，我还有很多话要告诉你，但是你受不了。但是当他钉死升天之后呢，圣灵来就把神主耶稣 要讲的话全部告诉他们，使徒就领受了，写成圣经。
And Jesus said, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot receive or bear them now. But after Jesus died and was resurrected, he sent the Holy Spirit, and the apostle, after receiving the Holy Spirit, received the teachings from Jesus, and when they wrote them down, it became our Bible.
所以我们每一个人都被建造在使徒和先知的根基上面。
And therefore, every Christian is built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
使徒的先知是使徒的和先知的根基，就是指圣经。
And the foundation of the apostles and prophets refers to the Bible.
所以保罗在使徒行传20章27节说，神的旨意我们有一样，必为不传给你们。
Therefore, in Acts 20:27, Paul wrote, I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God.
那么在哥罗西书他也是这么讲，他说我把神的道理传得全备。
And Colossians 1:25 is a similar verse when Paul said that he made the word of God fully known.
所以我们必须要把神的话清清楚楚地学好，掌握好，然后呢保护神的话。
So we must be clear in our study of the word of God, and we must grasp its meaning properly so that we can defend it.
所以大家知道吗？为什么我们过去有这个每一年我们都有这个圣经的这个探索者，有这个圣经的研讨会。
And you all should know that every year Path Seekers would organize a Bible conference.
过去我们有这个同性恋的这个研讨会。
And we had a conference on homosexuality.
因为今天很多人说同性恋是可以的。
Because many people today say homosexuality is okay.
甚至教会里也说同性恋可以的。
And even the church says homosexuality is okay.
所以我们就举行这个大会，让大家知道圣经里面对神的话对同性恋的教导。
And therefore we hold the Bible conference to teach people what the Bible says about homosexuality.
我们这样做的目的呢，就是要维护，要持守神的话，要这个为神的话借力争辩。
And we do this because we want to defend the truth and we want to contend for the faith.
所以我们不单是指同性恋，同时我们还有另外一堂是讲另外一年我们讲到的是这个财富福音的这个错误。
And we did not just talk about homosexuality. In another year, we had a conference on the errors of the health and wealth gospel.
但是今年呢，本来我们要跟大家，我们本来请了一个牧师要跟大家讲这个医治的问题。他其实他自己有这个小儿麻痹症，所以他不能行走。他已经去过所有的医治大会，然后还是得不到医治。然后他研究圣经，本来我们请他来，不过他有事不能来。
And originally we had planned to invite a speaker this year to come to speak about the healing, all those faith healing movements, because he himself actually suffered from some illness, and he followed all these faith healers through the country when he was young, but he received no healing. In the end, he studied all their errors.
所以我们请大家也为我们祷告，盼望明年他可以来。
But he could not come this year because of some engagement. So please pray together with us that he might be able to come next year.
同样，为什么我们举行这些圣经研讨会呢？就是要强调圣经里面怎么样对医治怎么看。
And why do we organize such Bible conferences? Again, we want to emphasize what the Bible says about healing.
就是让我们要持守真理。
So that we can hold fast to the truth.
要保守神所托付我们的。
So that we can guard the good deposit that God has entrusted.
所以我们要维护，我们要保护，我们要为真道争辩。
So we are to defend the truth, we are to protect it, and we are to contend for the truth.
那么第二点我们要跟大家看呢，就是要远避世俗的虚谈。
And second point is that we are to disregard the rest.
我们回来看提摩太6章20节。
And we come back to 1 Timothy 6:20.
下半段他说，逃避世俗的虚谈和那敌争道似是而非的学问，因为已经有人自称有这个学问，就偏离真道。
Avoid the irreverent babble and contradictions of what is falsely called knowledge, for by professing it, some have swerved from the faith.
所以逃避就是离开，不要去专注它。
Avoid means to depart and do not pay attention to it.
世俗的趣谈就是世界上的那些谈话。
Irreverent babble means the talk of the world.
而且呢，他讲到那个很多人似是而非的学问，这个是什么？这个是敌真道的。
And then there is what is falsely called knowledge.And such knowledge actually contradicts the truth.
所以在这边他是说这些假道理，这些虚谈，我们不要花时间研究。
So do not spend time engaging all these wrong and false doctrines or irreverent babble.
要逃避。
Avoid.
今天很多人花很多时间研究错误的东西。
Today many people spend a lot of time to study the errors.
但是呢，真正的真理完全不会。
But and at the same time, they do not know the real truth.
我们的目标呢，先把真理掌握得很清楚，我们就看任何不跟圣经不同的就是假的。
Our goal is actually to have a good grasp of the truth, so that once we view the others through the lens of the truth, we know.Once it are not the same, it must be false.
今天有很多人用假钞票。
Today many people use the counterfeit notes.
啊，所以很多假钞票到处流行。
There are counterfeit money that is circulated around.
那么你去研究什么叫做假钞票，结果你不知道什么叫真钞票。
And if you spend time tracing what are the wrong things about this counterfeit notes.You actually miss what is the right one.
所以今天很多，特别是美金。
And today there are a lot of counterfeit currencies, especially the U.S. dollar.
所以美国政府也出了很多新的招数，出新的钞票，新的真钞票。
And the government of United States has also used produced new and real the notes of America.
而且用高端科技来制造。
And they produce it using high technology.
所以使到其他人很难跟随。
So that it will be difficult to counterfeit.
所以如果你要知道什么是真的美金，你不但要知道旧的真美金，要新的真美金，你不断要学习。
And if you want to know what is real, you should often be examining the real old currency and also the real new currency.
我们感谢主，圣经是不变的，我们只要研究一次就好了。
And we thank the Lord that our Bible is unchanging. We just need to study it, and it won't change.
所以这边他讲到是个假的学问。
So there is what is falsely called knowledge.
这边假学问就是诺斯底主义。
And this is actually referring to the Gnosticism.
这个学问是指那种他有一种知识，他有了知识，他能够超越。
And these people claim to have some special knowledge.And with a special knowledge, they can overcome everything.
而假这个诺斯底派基本上把这个物质跟属灵分开，所以他们常常觉得他有特别的这个知识，能够超越物质。
And the basic teaching of Gnosticism is that material and spiritual are separate, so they claim to have this special knowledge.Which enables them to overcome everything.
所以在以弗所里面，有些人认为结婚不好，有些人认为食物也是有问题，所以他们要超越。
And therefore, in the church of Ephesus, there were people who regarded marriage and foods as something to be abstained from.
所以他们有错误的这个思想，结果有错误的表现。
And they have wrong thinking.About the truth, and therefore it manifests in wrong actions.
你的思想是有结果，有这个影响的。
And your what you think about would have consequences on your actions.
所以你的思想非常重要。
So your thoughts are extremely important.
所以这段圣经很清楚，保罗还没有结束，要结束的时候，持守你所交付你的。
So this passage is very clear that just as Paul was about to end his letter, he repeats, guard the deposit entrusted to you.
离开逃避这些虚假的。
Disregard the rest, avoid all this babble.
像我们的问题是，怎么样来 维护保护我们所交托给我们的呢？
So the question is, how then are we to guard this deposit that has been entrusted to us?
我们连交托我们的是什么都不知道。
We do not even know what has been entrusted to us.
所以我们必须要什么呢？我们要好好的去读圣经。
So we need to firstly read the word carefully.
好好的查考圣经。
We are to study the word carefully.
好好的去相信神的话语。
And we are to believe God's word.
我们要去明白，要爱神的话语。
We are to understand and love the word.
然后呢，我们要去遵行。
And we are to obey the word.
而且呢，要去宣讲。
And we are to proclaim the word.
最后呢，我们要维护圣经。
And lastly, we are to defend the word.
这个是保罗教在结束提摩太的时候告诉他们你必须要做的一件事情。
And in ending, Paul wrote this to Timothy as what he must.
弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我们教会里面花很多弟兄姐妹在后面花很多时间写这个读经手册。
And behind the scenes, many brothers and sisters spend a lot of time and effort to write the Bible reading guide.
如果你不知道的话，我们已经读完新约。
If you do not know, we have already finished reading New Testament.
我们现在还在，我们在旧约。
And we are now at the Old Testament.
我们现在在写这个小先知书。
And we are going through the minor prophets.
一天一章
，one chapter a day.
所以很容易。
It's easy.
他你不但他教你读一章圣经，他还告诉你这章圣经什么意思，然后教你怎么样祷告。
And not only do we read that chapter, but there are also notes on what the words mean, and then it also teaches us how to pray.
你说，哎呀，我忘记拿一份。
And if you say, ah, I forgot to take a hard copy.
哎呀，我忘记带那一个这个读经手册带出去，去上班我忘记带，所以不能做。
I forgot to bring a copy of the Bible reading guide with me, so I can't do it.
我们的弟兄 Brian 很马上，Ryan 马上想到了，我有电脑，我有这个 WiFi， 我在网上给你下载。
And our brother Ryan has anticipated this issue, and he has uploaded all these things to the internet.
而且呢，我们现在有 WhatsApp， 不是那个什么叫什么 apps， 我们有 apps， 你可以自己下载。
And now we also have our own Grace Bible Fellowship app， which you can download into your phone。
已经太容易了。
It's getting so easy。
以前的人，他们不但没有圣经，他们没有自己的圣经，要去会堂里面听他们念。今天我们不但每个人有自己的圣经，而且每个人都有超过一个手机。而且呢，在什么地方都可以读。
In the past, the people had no access to all these things. They even did not have a personal copy of the Bible, and they had to go to the synagogue to listen to the Bible being read and preached. But today, we not only have our own personal copy of the Bibles, but we have our smartphones. Some people even have two or three smartphones. There is really such an ease of access.To the Bible.
So we 要多读多明白。
So we have to read often and understand more.
当我们明白的时候，我们就有信心。
And after we understand, we have confidence.
我们就有盼望。
And we have hope.
不要忘记，主耶稣说，将来他的话要审判人。
Do not forget that the Lord Jesus says in the future, His word will judge us.
让我们同心祷告。
Let us pray together.Father, we thank you for your word. Indeed, the Bible, the good deposit that has been entrusted to us. Help us, Lord, not to disregard this good deposit, for it is in them that we find Jesus and we come to know the Son of God and we come to knowThe way of salvation. Help us, Lord, that we will hold fast to your word and that we will read it, study it, believe it, love it, obey it, proclaim it, and in so doing, defend it. Pray all this in Jesus' name.